From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Several federal agents are on the California-Mexican border. They're looking for two suspects who may have been involved in gunfire that killed a U.S. Border Patrol agent on Thursday. This is the first slaying of a Border Patrol agent in the line of duty in a decade. The Los Angeles Times reports agents have arrested one suspect who was injured as he walked near the crime scene. The suspect was carrying a Border Patrol weapon. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will sign a new budget agreement adopted yesterday by the state legislature. The package of borrowing and spending cuts came out of weeks of intense negotiation. From member station KQED, John Myers has more.
The $23 billion package shrunk from the original demand of Governor Schwarzenegger, partially because it left a smaller reserve fund and partially because some controversial elements were rejected by the California legislature. Still, Schwarzenegger says he's pleased with the end result.
I think that this was the toughest budget to do since I've been here in the last almost 6 years.
The budget agreement makes deep cuts to public education and social services. It also borrows $2 billion in property taxes from cities and counties around the state, which are themselves strapped for cash. Still, the agreement is not likely to fix all of California's budget problems. And a big question is how it will be viewed on Wall Street in light of the state's need to borrow operating cash in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Gaps in the nation's health care system were highlighted yesterday at a county fairgrounds in Virginia. That's where an army of doctors and dentists treated uninsured and underinsured people for free. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
I'm standing in an open-air pavilion near the center of the Wise County Fairgrounds, where dozens of portable dental chairs and lamps are ready for Saturday's crowd. Friday, most of the 1,600 people treated at the annual remote area medical expedition stood in line for hours for dental treatment they cannot afford otherwise. Dentists work shoulder to shoulder pulling teeth, filling cavities, and performing root canals. Doctors examined others nearby in sanitized and draped horse stalls. Organizers take these free medical expeditions to third world countries, but say low incomes, unemployment, and a shortage of rural dentists and doctors make these medical expeditions necessary here in the United States. Thousands more seeking treatment are expected throughout the weekend. Howard Berkus, NPR News, at the Wise County Fairgrounds in Virginia.
A published report says President George W. Bush considered and rejected a plan that would have sent U.S. military troops to Buffalo. The New York Times reports the soldiers would have tried to arrest a group of terror suspects in New York. The action would have been an extraordinary use of military power within the United States. Mr. Bush ultimately decided against the action. This is NPR News. President Obama has unveiled his administration's education reform plan. He says it's the largest federal investment ever to improve public schools. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
In his first visit to the U.S. Education Department as president, Mr. Obama laid out a $4.3 billion blueprint for coaxing states to adopt new reforms. The goals of this race to the top fund, the president said, are simple.
If you put outstanding teachers at the front of the classroom, if you turn around failing schools, your state can win a race to the top grant that will not only help students outcompete workers around the world, but let them fulfill their God-given potential.
These new federal grants will require that states adopt more rigorous academic standards and tests, tie teacher pay to their students' academic progress and test scores, remove the cap that states have imposed on new charter schools, and shut down failing schools. In some ways, educators say it's a tougher, better-funded version of the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind law, which is yet to be reauthorized by Congress. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The trial of a Wisconsin man accused of reckless homicide opens today in Wausau. He's accused of choosing to pray instead of seeking medical help for his deathly ill daughter. The 11-year-old girl died last year of undiagnosed diabetes. The ousted president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, is calling on his fellow citizens to avoid bloodshed and continue political negotiation with the new Honduran junta. Zelaya stood on the Honduran border with Nicaragua but stepped back quickly. Thousands of people were there to greet him. The head of the Organization of American States says Elias should not try to go home without a political agreement. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.